This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they are in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here. We are going to be doing an episode today on things to consider when thinking about taking a semester off. First off, I want to let you know that I am telling you these things so you can make an informed decision that is best for you. Because I can tell you, don't take a semester off, or I can tell you, you should take a semester off. But really, this is dependent upon you and your situation. This is a list of different things that you should consider if you are thinking about taking a semester off. So I am going to be talking about a few good reasons to actually take a semester off. And I've seen students who do this and they come back and they are super successful. It was the best thing for them. I've also seen students who do take a semester off and then it ends up turning into 5 years, 10 years, where they never end up going back. None of it matters. Except for your situation. And that's why I really want you to think through this decision, because it is an important one, but it's something that you could do. So one of the first reasons that you should consider when thinking about if you should take a semester off or not is the financial resources. So when you take a semester off, if you are taking out any student loans, you will have to start paying those back in 6 months. Not a huge deal if you are not taking out student loans, but if you are, it's just something that you should consider. As far as money goes as well, you might be in a situation where you actually have to pay for your own school and you have to work full time, or you have to work pretty frequently, which gets in the way of you being academically successful or engaging on campus, etc. So maybe taking a semester or two off to really work and get some more money so you can actually pay for school. I mean, that is such a real thing that you need to consider, especially if money is a really big factor in this decision. Another reason why you might want to take a semester off if you are extremely unclear about what you want to do. I say this, though, with a lot of hesitancy, because I think that there are a lot of you out there who don't really know what you want to do, but you're also not willing to put forth the work to actually figure it out. I say that with so much love, but I want to tell you the truth and be really honest with you, and I'm going to challenge you, because you shouldn't just take a semester off just because you're like, I'm not sure what I want to do with my life. I can name several of my own friends who are in that situation and who are there still trying to figure out what they want to do with their life, but they still have multiple degrees, and that's okay. You don't have to have it all figured out, but you just have to have the next step. You just have to be actively exploring what your options are. So if you are thinking about leaving because of your major or because you're not really sure what you want to do in life, totally legit. But we're going to talk about how to actually make the most of your semester off as well. So stay tuned for that. Just don't make your career or major the only reason. Then you're just like, I just don't want to make a decision right now. A lot of us tend to put off our decisions instead of just making one and then moving forward because we are afraid that we're going to make the wrong one. You might make the wrong one, but you have to do you have to make the decision with the knowledge and information that you have at that moment, and then just take the next step. But again, be actively exploring those careers and those majors. So even if you do stay in college, you should still be always exploring and seeing what opportunities are out there. Another time to consider leaving and taking a semester off is when you are not doing well. Not only are you not really doing well, but you actually just aren't really interested in anything that you are learning. That can be really hard, though, if you are at a liberal arts school. So these are typically Ivy League schools, large state schools, and community college. There are sometimes the classes where you have to take that have nothing to do with what you are interested in. For example, if you want to be an engineer, you still would have to take writing courses. If you want to be a psychologist, you still will have to take a few math classes. You'll still have to take a couple English classes, because most education systems really want you to be a well-rounded person. And in order to do that, you have to take a few different classes that might not
connect with what you want to do long term or even your major, but you still would have to do them. So like take that with a grain of salt of like not doing well. You might not be doing well because you're not actually interested in the classes that you're taking. So when possible, take classes that you are interested in and that go towards your degree. But again, real life, it's not always going to happen. And so then you might not do well in those classes. Just a little side note here, a little extra life tip. Sometimes in life, you're not going to feel like doing something and you're still going to have to do it to get to where you want to be. So take that as a life lesson. Again, I think not doing well is just one area to consider. If you're not doing well, are you really engaged? Do you really want to be there? So that's kind of the next thing to consider is, do you actually want to be in college? A lot of times we are forced to go to college. We think that we have to, that society tells us that you need a degree in order to quote unquote be successful. There are some truths to that, but it's also this perception that isn't always the case. So you really have to look deep inside yourself and think, do I really want to be in college? Is this really where I want to be in life? And if the question is you're not sure, you're spending a lot of money and time investing in something that you're not really sure you even want. That is scary. So really think about, do you really want to be in college right now or at all? And just reflect on that. Another really good reason to take a semester off is mental health. Let's say that you have a lot of anxiety or depression and you're experiencing some of those things for the first time sometimes. It could be really helpful for you to take a semester off and really figure out, you know, whether it be medication, therapy, or counseling, really being around a support network that you really feel comfortable in and who really support you. Taking care of you is the most important thing in all of this. I'm going to say it again. Taking care of you is the most important thing in all of this. Because if you are not okay, then your degree doesn't matter at all. Like, it is not worth it, I promise. It is not worth it to run yourself into the ground just to get a piece of paper. And of course, an education is way more than a piece of paper, but you know what I mean. Take care of you. Take care of you. I hope that this was helpful to really think through different things that you should be considering if you are thinking about taking a semester off. And I do want to make this really clear. When possible, stay enrolled. And I even hesitate to say that because it's really based on a statistic. And really, if you start in college and then you take a semester off, you're less likely to graduate, period. But these are just statistics and really don't have anything to do with you and your personal situation. It is just something to consider. And in order to support you in this process and to take a semester off, I ask that you do it intentionally. So I'm going to encourage you to be really mindful and really intentional about creating a plan. So whether that be you're gaining work experience, you are exploring different majors and careers, maybe you are using that time to reflect, or maybe it's you're using that time to make sure that you are going to the gym and your physical health, or you're going and getting counseling for your mental health, or really just taking care of you in general as a whole human being. That is so important. And one thing that really none of us are taught how to do that. We just try to figure it out on our own. And it's really not working in our society if you haven't noticed. So just really being mindful and intentional again about taking that time off. What can you do and when can you do it? Because I promise 6 months will go by, you haven't done anything and you still don't know what you want to do. And you are either going to enroll back in college, but still not really care or be interested or have any clarity about what you want to do long term. And you just maybe worked for 6 to 8 months and now you're in the same position that you were 6 to 8 months ago. That's not growth, that's not change, and it's not going to serve you well in the future. So make the time off intentional if you do decide to take time off. Also, if you have any friends, maybe you are not going to take time off, but your friends are. Support them in this process. Help them navigate coming back. Help them create a plan that is intentional. Challenge them to really think through some of their decisions, or you can also send them this podcast to consider. Again, I think taking time off can be extremely beneficial for some students, and for others, it's just not a good thing because time will pass regardless of whatever you do. Time is going to pass. So make the most of it, whether it be taking a semester off or staying enrolled as you figure life out. Remember, consider money, consider major and career exploration. What do you want to do? Or what are you going to do to figure that out? Maybe you're not doing well and you're really trying to figure out that. Why are you not doing well? Do you even care? Do you even really want to be in college? And also considering your own mental, physical health as well. Remember, this is your decision. These are things that you just need to consider in your decision and then make the best choice that you know in this moment. Gather any other information that you need to make the best decision that you can and then move forward. You're going to be okay and you're going to get through this. Just a couple updates. I am going to be in my hometown this weekend. I'll be there. I haven't been home in almost a year, so I'm really excited just to be back home and see some of my family and friends. I also am going to a training next week, and it is a week-long training on developing purpose, and it's a coach-type training, and I'm super excited about the possibilities and to share what I learned with you. So be on the lookout for those episodes coming soon. Good luck on finals if you are still working toward those. Don't forget to subscribe, and I hope that you have an excellent week.